As the holidays approach, frontline workers may be facing their greatest risk since the beginning of the pandemic. United Food and Commercial Workers President Mark Perrone says he couldn't stress enough the level of concern the union was hearing from members about inadequate protections for grocery store clerks and other retail employees.
Once again, these workers are being asked to take even more risk, even as they've had their heroes' pay taken away and face worsening store safety and workplace standards. Unless we take immediate actions beginning this holiday week, many more essential workers will become sick and, more tragically, may die.
Workers say their managers are not enforcing mask wearing in stores and that the careful sanitization efforts implemented at the beginning of the pandemic have become more lax. In the spring, some companies offered additional benefits for frontline workers, but for the majority of workers, those benefits have disappeared. This comes as stores are more crowded than usual, as customers stock up on food and supplies for the holidays. Janet Wainwright is a Kroger's employee from Yorktown, Virginia.
Americans need to know the terrible choices that workers like me are being asked to make every day. In my area, Kroger used to provide paid leave to workers who tested positive for COVID-19. But now, Kroger workers who test positive have to take 14 days leave with no pay. Simply put, we're being forced to work because we can't live without our jobs. Every day, this makes us paranoid and fearful because it makes people more likely to come to work sick.
So far, at least 350 UCFW union workers have died of COVID-19, and more than 48,000 have become sick. But the actual number of retail workers who have died in the pandemic is likely much higher, because non-union companies like Amazon and Walmart don't have to report these numbers. Meanwhile, profits at retailers like Kroger's, Walmart, and Amazon have soared since the pandemic began. A new report from the Brookings Organization examined 13 top retailers and found that, on average, their profits increased by nearly $17 billion, and their stock prices climbed 33%. Companies like Kroger's have been using these profits to buy back stocks, increasing the wealth of their shareholders. But workers don't seem to be sharing in the profits. Their average pay has increased by only $1.11, and most have not received hazard pay in months. That's why the union is sending a letter to major food retail CEOs demanding better safety and wage standards during the holiday season. Here's Mark Perrone again.
We're asking these CEOs to publicly commit to free COVID-19 testing for all their workers, provide free PPE to all employees, enforcing mask wearing standards at all stores, providing paid sick leave to all sick or exposed workers, and freeze all stock buyback plans and dividends. And we want them to reinstate immediately hazard pay because these workers are the ones that are taking the risk.
The union says large retailers can afford to provide greater protections and sick pay for its frontline workers. But until that happens, they will continue to be among the most vulnerable during this pandemic. I'm Sam Anderson, reporting for KPFA.